You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 396. Randall's joining me as well. Randall, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's only 40 days left till football season.
And about 1 week until fall camp begins, which is going to be almost like as good as football season, at least compared to the rest of the summer and the, I guess, the spring we had some football too. There is some more news since last time we podcasted. Ashton White will not be with the football program. Daniel Cage taking a year off. We've got some good recruiting news to get to, and then some other Notre Dame related news that we think is interesting. So let's start with some of the bad news that I mentioned at the beginning. Ashton White decided to remove himself from the program. He made the announcement on Twitter, and his plans are he's not leaving Notre Dame yet, but he plans to graduate in the spring and then transfer, and he would have 2 years of eligibility remaining.
I noticed you mentioned he decided to remove himself. Well, I'm looking at this situation. I'm not quite so sure that it's what he wanted to do, maybe. He's a guy that was buried in the depth chart. He was moved to safety. He started out cornerback, was moved to safety. I think it was like the third string. And we don't have any safeties. And so he was... that's not a good sign. When you look at our safety situation and he's at the bottom of that depth chart. But I don't know, but I wonder if he was kind of, you know, maybe encouraged, and that's a good word to use, encouraged to maybe look at another school if he wants to keep playing football. Because Notre Dame is kind of, they keep adding guys to the recruiting class, and you wonder, you know, like they took another tight end, and you're like, well, the numbers that they have, you know, how can they keep taking all these guys? But they have, you know, they made a lot of roster adjustments. Guys have left, and I wish I could be inside the Notre Dame offices when they talk with these guys, kind of what the situation is, because it sounds like a terrible thing to do, but that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what Alabama and the schools like that
do. Think of it this way, too. The kids want to know if they have a chance at playing. And so take, for instance, I think probably a similar situation with Josh Barajas. And these guys do want to play football. And if they're always hoping and wishing and thinking, well, maybe I'll get a chance if I just stick it out. If I'd be in their situation, I'd rather know that, you know, there's guys currently on the roster. There's guys coming in, and we don't think that you're going to be able to get onto the field.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they weren't. I'm guessing they don't have any bad feeling. Like Ashton White, he's probably like, you know, they're probably honest with him, laid it out in front of him, like, hey, if you want to play football, you know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, it makes sense. He understands. But
and he will get his degree.
At the same time, you know, guys come to Notre Dame expecting to be starters. Like, you don't bring in guys that are expecting to be career backups.
But they've been preaching this whole 4-for-40 for a while.
They want 4 year starters. But yeah, he is finishing his degree. He's planning to stay in school and graduate, and then he has 2 years of eligibility remaining. So, wish him the best wherever he ends up. But yeah, I guess looking at it, you know, he was listed as a safety, but you could have almost brought him back to cornerback. It seems like we had a lot of cornerbacks, but I think we're down to five now, which includes Sean Crawford. And it does help that Notre Dame has more of a rover position now versus that nickel guy that we always talked about. And so I think you have a different type of player there versus taking another cornerback where they usually use, or even say, I guess, use Matthias Farley or Sean Crawford was that guy.
Even with the, well,
I guess they still have the nickel, but I guess I don't think it's as important as what it was. It's not used as much as what it was in the Brian McGorry
previous defense.
Yeah. But it does look a little scary to look at it and think, oh, you only got five cornerbacks. And it seems like they've brought in a bunch of guys. But
there's still a lot of underclassmen there. There's a handful.
Yeah.
So it's not like after this year, there's only two scholarship cornerbacks. Okay. Daniel Cage is taking a, or at least if it's granted, which probably will be a medical red shirt this season, and then we'll make a decision at some point about the future of football. I hope he heals, gets well, and comes back in 2018 and is able to contribute. Again, I'm very skeptical about it happening. Not because he doesn't want to, but just, you know, with what he's gone through with health issues.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was on track. They said he was ready to, he'll be ready by fall camp.
I believe it was 100% in time for fall camp.
I kind of expect next week when Brian Kelly has his press conference, his first press camp to fall camp or somewhere in there, that he's going to say that he's retired from football. I do not expect Daniel Cage.
I don't think we'll hear that soon. I think they'll let it sit for a few months.
Maybe. But yeah, he's that. Now that is a blow. Like, he's a guy we needed on the defensive line. You know, you have a guy like Ashton White that wasn't going to play. You didn't expect him to see him on the field anyways. But Daniel Cage was a guy that Notre Dame needed. The depth there is looking a little bit thin, and it's looking more and more like the freshmen are going to have to step up and play.
Freshmen or guys who haven't played really to this point.
Well, you got Brandon Tiasem, Micah Dutrayway, Elijah Taylor, and Jonathan Bonner. So those are the four guys that have experience, supposedly, but they've barely played. And then you got three guys coming in, Kurt Hinnish, and then we've got to figure out how to say it, Myron Tagovailoa Amosa. They usually leave the Amosa off of there. But there's a good chance that he might come and play. And then you have Darnell Ewell as well. So those three guys, there's a good chance you might see them out in the field this year as true freshmen. It's not, you know, a guy like Tagovailoa, you know, we thought he was going to be a defensive end, but, you know, maybe he could end up on the inside, especially if they need another guy in there. It's more, I guess you have to see what size he is, how big he is going to be.
Regardless who's playing on the defensive line, I still believe 100% that this is going to be a better defense than it was the last 2 years.
Yes, let's keep hoping that. I think so, too. I mean, even with Daniel Cage, you needed him because he had the experience, but you needed somebody to help him out. And Jerry Tillery, well, obviously Jerry Tillery is going to be out there.
Well, yeah.
But he's got to step it up.
He does. Yeah, he'll need to step up.
But what we needed was Jerry Tillery and Daniel Cage. Between the two, we'd have a good interior lineman.
Both of them would be healthy and both stepping up.
So they were, yeah. So these guys have to step up. I think Elijah Taylor, we saw him a little bit last year at the end of last season. I forget which game it was that he played in, but he looked pretty good. It was very impressive, and we were wondering why he wasn't out there earlier that year. Why didn't they use him more? But let's see how he recovers from his injury. I mean, if that slowed him down at all. And Jonathan Bonner, I think we'll actually get some good play from Bonner and Taylor. I think those are the two guys that will probably are the ones that will step up in Daniel Cage's spot.
All right, there is some recruiting news. Notre Dame did pick up another new commit. Randall, what can you tell us about him?
Before I mention that, back to Ashton White and the safeties. I'm totally blank on the safety from Navy that transferred.
Oh.
Anyways, he is supposedly they filed his paperwork last week to see if he'll be eligible, try to get him eligible to play this year. I don't know when they'll find out, but they did file the paperwork, and it'd be great if he could play because we'd definitely see him out there.
Gilman,
yes. The new commitment, Jameer Smith, a running back. We've kind of forgotten about the running back position with the recruiting because Marquise Stepp has been part of this class for, seems like he's always been a part of this class, and he's always been recruiting. And now Notre Dame finally landed the second running back. They've wanted another one, but you didn't hear much about the running back position. But Jameer Smith did commit to Notre Dame, and he's more like, some of you thought they might get somebody like the faster, shifty guy to go with Marquise Stepp, but Jameer Smith is not that. He's a power runner, and so somebody mentioned that it's going to be Thunder and Thunder versus Thunder and Lightning. But last year, he did run for 2,130 yards and 41 touchdowns, so he put up some impressive numbers. And he has offers from different schools, and he has offers from Princeton as well. His GPA is 4.43, so I don't think there's any problem in getting him enrolled at Notre Dame or that you have to be worried about the academics. So definitely the type of guy that Notre Dame needs and wants. He had visited Notre Dame on July 18th, and which was last Tuesday. He had visited Notre Dame, and then he did end up committing to Notre Dame yesterday. And, yeah, I don't think they're going to take any more running backs in this class, but now we got two guys. He is three-star. You know, you always like to hear that four-star, five-star, especially running back, because they're everybody knows who the running back is on the team. But, yeah, maybe we'll get some more power runs from him. He's, sorry, I had his size here. Right here. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds right now, so he's a big guy.
All right.
Anyways, that's it for him. But then Jason Owe is the guy that everybody's kind of watching, see what he's going to do. He visited Notre Dame this last week, and I think he's still visiting Ohio State, and then he's going to make a decision. He's a guy that Notre Dame needs to get, and everybody wants it, so there'll definitely be a lot of excitement if he would end up coming to Notre Dame. But he did visit Notre Dame this past week. And then another guy, Shane Simon, probably heard that name already, the rover that Notre Dame is recruiting, and it seems like he's going to end up at Notre Dame. Crystal Ball has Notre Dame at 89%, then 11% for Michigan, but it could be closer than that because he hasn't committed yet. But he is planning to commit. Last week he said he was either going to commit last week or early this week. Well, it's Monday, so sometime this week it's expected that he'll make a decision, and it's basically down Notre Dame, Michigan, and UCLA are the three schools that seem to have a shot at landing him. And then an offer went out to linebacker Isaac Togia, and who kind of slowed down the offers, but he is a linebacker, and he's from California, Garden Grove, California. He's got some impressive hair. His hair is at least halfway down his back. So he's the next. Who's the guy from the Steelers?
I forget what his name is, but I know who you mean.
My brother-in-law, totally blank right now, but maybe he can get some shampoo commercials wherever he goes to school, make some money off of that eventually. But he's a three-star outside linebacker, and he's offered from, I think he got a Penn State offer basically the same time he got the Notre Dame offer. So that's about it for recruiting.
All right, Jalen Smith, former Notre Dame star linebacker. We all know, didn't play in the NFL last year because of the injury suffered in the previous year's bowl game. And he will be in training camp, but he's still not 100% growth. I read that Jerry Jones said that the nerve is definitely regenerating, but he will still be wearing the brace in practice. But he's still not 100% go. I mean, he'll be in their fall camp, but he's still not 100%.
Well, Jalen Smith is tweeting out a lot of videos of him working out, and he definitely looks to be in shape, in good shape. It's always a little scary when Jerry Jones is tweeting. That guy is... Anyways, yeah, it sounded like he was 100% ready to go. That's what they had said. Well, now they're saying he won't be full go at the start of fall camp, but I can't wait to see him play. I want to see what he can do in the NFL, and it seems like he was kind of held back in the Brian Van Gorder defense. Like, he didn't get the sacks and quarterback hurt stuff. Like, he used the wrong way.
He wasn't going after the quarterback a whole lot.
And he was doing impressive things. So I'm expecting big things in the NFL, and I can't wait to see what he does in that environment.
So, And he is still really young. He's 22 years old, so it's not like this injury, you know.
That's very young.
pushed him into his midlife career or anything. So he's still got plenty of years ahead of him to be a good NFL player. And, okay, Randall, you had told me before we started recording here that Notre Dame and Wisconsin were talking about possibly doing a not home-and-home series, but doing something which I think is even more exciting.
Yeah, well, there's talks of them playing two games. It'd probably be in the 20s sometime. They're still a couple years away, but they'd want to play one at Soldier Field and one at Lambeau Field. So these are just the rumors. There's an article in the Chicago Tribune, I think, about these talks, and I think it'd be great to play Wisconsin.
This is probably out probably more than 5 years, definitely, probably more like 7 years, probably. I didn't see a date, did you?
No, they didn't have dates, but it seems like a ways off, but man, the schedule's like down the road. Well, I guess it's a lot could change with the teams, but right now they're scheduling the Georgia's coming up, but Texas A&M, Arkansas, Wisconsin. I mean, they're trying to keep the schedule as hard as they can, so, which is good and bad.
And then was there any other just random news that you wanted to talk about?
All the players were, I guess, had a big party at Brian Kelly's house, or he put on a party for them. I don't know if it was his place, but they were out on the lake and were tubing, jet skiing. There was a pool there, and they said they had a feast. So it was like the whole team was there hanging out, just kind of something to do before fall camp starts, relax, and sure didn't get too out of control with the coaches were there. But, yeah, it was kind of interesting to see some of the videos the players were sending out. It was all the guys, and then there was this one girl that was always sitting there in the pool. Then it was Brian Kelly's daughter, but I guess she didn't feel outnumbered out there. But
all right, anything else from you?
I don't think so.
All right,
ready for fall camp.
Yeah, me too. Definitely head over to the forums. It is free. You need to sign up. You can't view it without signing up, but you can comment, start the topic, or comment on topics that are there, and it's forums.irishsportstalk.net. And we do want to be more active there this fall and keep the Notre Dame conversation going. And
we'd definitely like to hear what you guys are watching for in fall camp. Fall camp starts next Tuesday. So, you know, what are some of the things that you guys want to see or hoping to see? And maybe who you expect to have a breakout season.
All right, that's all we've got. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.